Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I greet every one of you in the wonderful and merciful name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua. It is April 10th, 2021. And folks, I just want to remind you that we are living in the last days. These are the end times, and you know, the enemy is as a roaring lion right now and seeking whom he may devour. Folks, it is not our will to do anything at all. It's not by our will or our strength or by our power, but by God's will, his strength and his power. It is because of him why we are here. It is because of him why we are still alive. Yeshua said, if you don't come back and stop the madness of man, no soul will be left upon the earth. But because for his elect's sake, he has to come back, right? For his elect's sake, he will come back. So folks, let us give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I'm asking for prayer for my island, my little island of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Last Friday, the volcano began erupting yesterday morning. And it continues today. It's really, really, really bad. There has been a mass evacuation of the residents around the volcano in the leeward and windward side of the island, and the eruption has been just going nonstop. The ashes is like they have never seen before. So let us, you know, I'm asking for prayer for my all the residents of the island. So let us dig in. Today I am looking at the time that I have, and I notice it's an hour. I actually thought that I put half an hour, not an hour. I'm not sure if my voice can go for an hour, but let's see. I just want to talk today a little bit about what's happening in the world, what's happening around the world. There are so many of the children, well, the so-called children of God, so many Christians in the world at large confused? I think many are just lost, you know, and we're not seeking the counsel of the Most High. The topic today is, should we walk in the counsel of the ungodly? Let's just read what the psalmist said. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now stand in the way of sinners. Now sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law that he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, shall prosper. Said the ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So let's just jump back up to verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. This is a very powerful verse because today we see so many people are walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And who is the ungodly? Who are the ungodly? The leaders of this world are ungodly men. Folks, they do not fear the Most High. They do not honor the Creator. They do not honor the Most High. They hate God. They hate the truth. And we know the truth is Yahushua. The truth is the light of the world. The truth is Yeshua. And the truth is light that shines in the darkness of this world. And we know that the Word of God said that they love darkness rather than light. They love to practice darkness. They love evil. And evil is darkness. Murder is darkness. Sodomy is darkness. Encouraging segregation among different nations, different ethnicity is darkness. They promote lust, they promote hate, and folks, and they take part in the selling of the souls of men. So we have to be very, very careful taking the counsel of, you know, walking in the counsel of the ungodly. The Bible tells us that we are blessed. That we are blessed when we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, a couple of examples of who the ungodly are. We're looking at President Biden. Is he a godly man? Would we classify him as a godly man? Would we classify Barack Obama as a godly man? Would we classify Putin, Kim Jong-un, you know, Vladimir Putin, you know, the Angela Merkel, the Queen of England? Do we classify the Pope? Do we classify these people as godly men? No. And lo and behold, many, 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 many millions, I would say billions of people are walking in the counsel of these ungodly men. And now we have Biden, Dr. Fauci, we have the news media, we have the Pope of Rome that are coming on TV and are showing the populace that see, we took the vaccine, and we encourage each and every one of you to take the vaccine. The young, the old, the sick, the dying, everybody must take this vaccine. And they're enforcing this vaccine on to people. They're making it difficult for anyone to refuse. You know, they literally do not want people to use their own conscience to decide whether or not they should take this vaccine. Now, I've heard from many different sources that literally the vaccines, it doesn't cure, it doesn't prevent, and it doesn't prevent the transmission or the contracting of the coronavirus. And what is it good for? Why are they forcing this thing on people? It's called order out of chaos. And folks, we have a lot to be worried about if we are not putting our trust in the Lord. Now, this is the counsel of these are the same people who promote homosexuality. They promote sodomy. They promote murder of unborn innocent babies. They promote all sort of wicked, evil things. And now they want us to put these things in our body. And we know that our body is the temple of the living God. And we know that Yeshua, he died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. His blood still flows. His blood still flows today in the hearts and lives and in the body and mind and soul of those of us that love him and keep his commandments and do his will. Those of us that trust in him, those of us that depend on him, those of us that hope in him. So why should we walk in the counsel of the ungodly? These people are giving us ungodly counsel. They're telling us to do things that are not ethical. They're telling us to do things that is not, that goes up against our godly conscience. And if we don't do it, we're being penalized for not following along. And this is what's going on in the world today. And folks, we can't have that. These people hate the Most High God. They refuse to honor him. They refuse to honor his ways. They refuse to honor the commandments of the Most High God. They refuse to honor his laws, his precepts, his statutes. They refuse to honor his word. Yeshua is his word. And his word tells us that, you know, anyone, if a man live with a man and a woman live with a woman, it's an abomination unto the Lord, and they're doing that which is unseemly. And folks, lo and behold, you know, workplace, you know, religion, government, you know, folks, it's a sick world that we're living in. They are encouraging these things in the workplace and in the churches and in the homes. And guess what? They're promoting it, and they're running around talking about he, she, and gender neutral and gender identity and binary and all these different gender and folks, it's a sick world we're living in. And then, you know, the Isaiah tells us that darkness shall cover the earth and dark, gross darkness the people. And this is what's happening, folks. We are in peril. We are in deep trouble because darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness is overshadowing the people. And what are we going to do but to trust in God and to have faith in him? You know, the Bible tells us that they're going to offer us up to the judge, to the court. They're going to come after us and offer us up to the judgment. And the Bible tells us, you know, those of our own household will be our own enemy, and so we cannot allow the powers that should not be. We cannot allow the powers of this world to dictate who we serve. We serve a living God. We do not serve a dead God. We serve a living God. And he is alive, alive forevermore. We serve a God of every possibility. We serve a God that can do anything. And he is able to deliver us from all of this. He is able to deliver us from any situation. Look at the children of Israel. The children of Israel was in dire strait. We had Pharaoh after them. Pharaoh and his army after the children of Israel. They came to a point where there was nowhere to run. And the Lord God opened the sea and made a way in the sea for them to walk through, and they were safe on the other side. And Pharaoh's army was destroyed, and they didn't have water as they walked through the wilderness. We are in a wilderness situation right now, and if there is, you seem like there is no way out, the Lord God can make a way for us. If there seems there is nothing to eat or drink, the Lord God can open the rock, can open the earth and let water come through. The Lord God can rain down manna from heaven. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He changed not. We just have to have faith in him. We just have to trust him. We just have to believe in him that he is able to do amazingly, abundantly above anything that we can ever ask of him or think or to do. So we can't serve two masters at one time. We can't serve two gods at one time. It's either the Most High God or man. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Why should we take the counsel from the ungodly? Them that hate the Most High God. Them that do not walk in his ways. Them that do not go his ways. Listen, they are following the work of the world, the ways of their father, the devil. They are following his ways. And we must follow the ways of our God, the God of heaven and earth, the God who created all things, the God who created the heavens and the earth. They're trying to enforce the vaccine worldwide, folks. It doesn't matter where you're from, where you are, in the Caribbean islands, to the African coast, to every continent on this planet. People are blind. They're blind. They can't. They have eyes, but they can't see. Even Christians, folks, who are supposed to know better. Christians who are supposed to know better. They're lining up to take the vaccine, and folks, we can't do that. We can't. We can't allow this to happen. We can't allow the powers and the principalities and the workers and the rulers of this age. We can't allow them to rule and reign over us. Listen to this. Listen to this little piece of news that I have here.
After experiencing side effects that now have him and his family troubled, our Matthew Moxie has more on this tonight.
I had the vaccine and I had an adverse reaction, so I am not recommending it to anybody, any of my clients.
An alarming review of the AstraZeneca vaccine by a noted doctor who is now warning his patients not to take the vaccine. Dr. Kevin Bessel, who operates Family Wellness Center on Grand Bahama, says his personal experience is one he will never forget. In a voice note to a patient that became viral after it was leaked, Dr. Bessel could be heard describing the impact of the vaccine on he and his family.
My wife got blood clots from the vaccine. I had to do an emergency procedure treatment to stop the blood clots to save her life. My son was also sick. I just had to go back to the clinic. I'm still sick from the COVID vaccine. I had to go to the clinic to see two other people that are having adverse reactions to the vaccine.
Folks, this is just an excerpt from one doctor, Dr. Kevin Bessel. Oh, my God, folks. I mean, and there is videos after videos after videos of people that are really, really, really hurt by these vaccines, and they're not telling us. They're like, oh, you know, this 95%, it's 95% safe. And when they tell you it's 95% safe, trust me, it's probably 50% safe. And anything that's 95% safe, to me, folks, is not safe, because it's like giving me a glass of water and telling me, and putting some poison in the glass of water and telling me that it's 95% safe. Once you drink that glass of water with that poison, that 95% water and 5% poison, it's still poison, folks. It's not safe. And people are not thinking for themselves. People are listening to the talking heads. People are listening to the news media. They are listening to these lying war leaders, these lying doctors, and some of the doctors They don't know any better. They're going by the books. They're getting paid to encourage their patients to take the vaccines. They are getting rewards, and they just believe that it's okay. And there are doctors who talk out and said that. This one doctor said he came down with the virus after the vaccine, and then his friend, who was also a doctor's friend wife, 7 months pregnant, took the vaccine, and the very next day she lost the baby. This nurse, she was right there on YouTube, she was 14 weeks pregnant, and she took the vaccine, and almost a week after, she started experiencing pain and bleeding, and then she lost the baby. And they know those are just a few of the occurrences of people who take any of this vaccine. The vaccine is a gene editing technology. It has nanoparticles in it, and the main ingredient is antifreeze. And so, folks, we have Yeshua. We have the blood that was shed for us from before the foundation of the world. Let me tell you something. God is able to deliver us. The Bible, Peter tells us that our faith will be severely tested in the last days. Perilous times shall come. He said many shall depart from the faith, and many have departed from the faith because we don't have faith in Yeshua. The world doesn't have faith in Yeshua anymore, and we need to have faith in him. Let me tell you a story, and it's not a story like a story. It's a testimony where the Lord, you know, the Lord, I prayed, and I asked the Lord, show me who I am, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb, because I knew I existed before I came into this world. So I just needed to know who I was. And I remember the Lord said to me, before I placed you in your mother's womb, you knew me and I knew you. You stood before me. You stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. And I told you I was going to send you on a journey. And folks, this is the journey I'm on, a journey in the flesh. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed a light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. And folks, we have to have faith that God is able to keep us, that he is able to deliver us. How else would we, would our faith be proven? How else would God come and deliver us had we not hold on to our faith, unless we face a mountain, unless we face a dilemma? How else our faith is going to be strengthened unless we believe in the Most High God to deliver us? How else are we going to look at Peter? Peter walked on the waters to going towards Christ. When he was on the boat and he asked the Lord, Lord, if that is you, bid me to come to you. And the Lord said, come. And Peter started walking on the water going to meet our Lord. And then he saw the waves were boisterous. He saw the waves were rough coming in. And he looked, instead of keeping his eyes firmly fixed on Yeshua, he was looking at the situation. He was looking at the waves coming in. He was looking at, and he was scared that he was going to die. He was going to drown, even though the Lord was right there in front of him. And instead of taking his eyes off of the situation in front of him and casting his eyes in Yeshua, he lost faith. And And then he started to sink, and he cried out, Lord, help me. And the Lord shut forth his hand and helped him and said, why did you doubt? And so, folks, why are you doubting the Lord's ableness to help you? Why are we doubting the Lord's ableness to help us? Why are we afraid? Why are we looking at the situation? Why are we looking at the news media, at the powers that should not be, at this COVID, and think that the Lord God is not able to help us? Why are we thinking that he's not able to deliver us? He is a God of power. The Bible says he is the kingdom and the power and the glory. He is a God of power. He moved mighty mountains. He spoke and words were formed. He spoke and all things came into existence. Why do we doubt? Why do we doubt? Why do we doubt his ableness? Why are we not able to step out on the water and see and test the faith that we have in Yeshua, that he is able to keep us, that he is able to allow us to walk on the water, even in the face of a storm, that the storm cannot touch us because he is able to deliver us. Now, folks, we are in a storm, and we are in a boisterous storm, and the water is roaring and raving, and many are looking at the storm, and they are looking at the talking heads that are telling you the storm is going to overtake you. But, folks, do not look at the storm. Do not look at the situation. Look towards Yeshua. Look towards him, because he is able to deliver us. Even if we have to cry and say, Lord, I am drowning, help me. Lord, I cannot do that, help me. But folks, no matter what you do, let us not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but let us seek to walk in the counsel of the Most High God, because we know that he is able to deliver us. We know that he is able, to keep us from the hour of testing and from the hour of temptations. I have to get a charger for my computer. We know that there is nothing impossible with him. Folks, hold on a second. I'm trying to get a charger for my computer. I'm actually relaxing on my couch because I have to keep my neck elevated. Praise the name of God. Praise the living God. Praise his name. Praise his name. I am so grateful to the Lord for keeping me and for keeping us. We are here today, folks, and it wasn't because of the vaccine. We are here today, and you're listening to me, and we are all here, and we are alive, and we are not dead, and it wasn't because of the vaccine. It wasn't because of man. It wasn't because of the scientists. It wasn't because of the doctors. It wasn't because of the governments of this world. The governments of this world didn't wake us up this morning. It was the Most High God that woke us up this morning, Lord. It was him, folks, that keep us. And why should we trust in man? Why should we trust in anyone but the Most High God? He gave us life, and he is the one, Lord, that will keep us. Let me tell you, let me give you another testimony. How I trust the Lord to see me through all of this. And I pray over myself and over my family, and I said, I will live and not die. I will live to see the coming of Messiah, of Yeshua, to the clouds. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, I condemn, I destroy, and I make null and void in Yeshua's name. Folks, when I was in the hospital, let me tell you how faithful God is. Let me tell you how merciful God is and how powerful he is. As I was in the hospital, and during the surgery when I had the thyroid surgery last year during the pandemic, during the surgery, an artery, the artery in my neck broke that takes blood to my left arm. And I bled out. I lost a lot of blood. And, folks, when I woke up, I couldn't comb my hair for months. I couldn't bathe my skin. I was in constant pain in my neck and in my back. And it took a while, some therapy and help of my family to help me through it. Now I can comb my hair, I can bathe. And then I had to do a second surgery, and then the enemy wanted my voice. So that's another testimony. But the doctors came to my room, spent 7 days in the hospital. The doctors came to my room 3 different times, insisting on giving me blood because I was, my blood level was low and I was anemic. I know I wasn't anemic by disease. I was just anemic by losing a lot of blood. And so they insisted on giving me blood, and I said, no, I refuse to take the blood. I said, the blood of Jesus is the only blood I want flowing through my body. That's the only blood I want flowing through my body. I don't need the blood. Anyone has blood inside of me. And they were like, Ms. Matthews, they think that I was being unreasonable. And folks, 3 different doctors, 3 different times. Let me tell you how awesome God is. I refuse. And when I was leaving the hospital, I said, only give me, prescribe some vitamins for me to take at home. And they prescribe folic acid and vitamin B12 and vitamin and iron. And I was eating, you know, certain food to help to build my blood. Within 6 weeks, I sent me to do blood work. And the doctor called me, he said, you do not need to take the vitamins anymore. Your blood level is back to normal. Folks, I knew that God is able. I knew that my God and my Father created my body, and He created a perfect body. And our God, our Father, He doesn't make mistakes, folks. He doesn't make mistakes. He's a perfect God, and when He created me perfectly, and He created my body to heal itself, and my body replenishes itself because the blood of Yeshua flows through me, and His power and His light is inside me, is inside us, doing the work in us and through us, that He will have the honor and the glory and the praise. So, folks, let us trust in Him. I trusted Him. I trusted my Father to do the work in me, and He did. He saw me through it. And another thing, I'm just testifying how awesome God is, and He can do anything for us. And He has done everything for us because He's the one that kept us here today alive. Folks, the doctor wants to do surgery on my arm because they repaired the artery. But then my arm didn't have a pulse, and I was losing muscle mass in my arm. And the doctor was fixing to do a bypass surgery on me. Like, I was still healing in the neck, and I told him, I said, no one is touching me. The Lord God, He's going to heal me. Father, if my Father healed me, replenish my blood, and I can testify of so many other things that He have done for me, why should I lose faith in Him? Why should I lose faith? He's going to heal me. And to make a long story short, the doctor was upset because I refused to let him go in my, you know, to do surgery. And last time I went to him, he said, it seems like your arm is receiving blood from other veins and blood vessels. It seems like it's getting a sufficient amount of blood. Let's just keep an eye on it. And folks, this is the God that I serve. When we trust in him and when we have faith in him, he comes through for us, and he show those out there. The Bible tells us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is how we shine the light, folks, by testifying of him, by giving him the honor and the glory, by trusting in him, and by the Lord God doing his work in us and through us, that he might be glorified. How else will the Lord God do the work in us if we don't allow him to do the work? And if we are not broken, how is he going to fix us so that the ungodly can see and then they can glorify God? If there wasn't a problem in Israel, how else will he show his power? But by delivering them from the Egyptians, from Pharaoh. How else is he going to show proof to the children of Israel that he's able? He's an able God, and that he loves them, and that he will deliver them. How else will he show if they weren't in any kind of a danger, if they weren't in trouble? By delivering them, by parting the Red Sea, and by opening up the earth and the rock to give water to them, and he rained down food from heaven. There was a need, and they trusted in him. You know, at least Moses trusted in him to lead them out. And the Lord God loves us, and he's not willing that any one of us should perish. I'm going to play a little song right now in between here as a little break for my voice. It's very, very crucial in the life that we live right now to just trust in the Most High God, to just let us give him our heart, our soul, and our mind, because there's nothing too hard for him to do. There's nothing impossible with him. Nothing at all. I'm trying to find a song so I can rest off my voice a little bit.
The gospel is not for Sunday.
No. Okay, folks, I'm back. I was just taking a break. Since I've been going for more than a half an hour. So I just want to continue by saying that we are in big trouble, but we are not without help. We know that God is able to deliver us from all this drama that's in the world. There is nothing too hard for him to do, folks. When I was, when I was healing last year from all of the surgery that I was going through into the pandemic, I was in such pain and such discomfort and just like I was afraid to cry. I wanted to scream. I wanted to cry. I wanted to just like a child throwing a tantrum. I just wanted to scream. And I was like talking to the Lord because I couldn't talk. The enemy wanted my voice. You know, when I did the second surgery, after the first surgery, my artery broke and all of that happened. And then in February, and then in May, when the doctors continued with the surgery, thinking that everything was going to go fine because it was easier than the first one, I woke up and my throat, I don't know what they did to my throat, but, you know, I couldn't swallow. I couldn't drink. I was choking. I wake up in the night so many times, like literally my throat was like, my airway was cutting off. And as I was in the hospital and I lay there, couldn't talk because they cut a nerve to my voice box. And I was told it would take like a year to recover. It's almost a year now. May would be a year. And I still, that's why I had to rest my voice here. If I talk for too long, it's like I can't do it. But God is able. And folks, as I laid in the hospital room, I heard a voice as loud as a bell. I wasn't sleeping. I heard, "You have been defeated." And, you know, it took me a while to even gather myself together, to know that it's the enemy. And I said, "I haven't been defeated." I said, "I'm not defeated." I said, "I am victorious in Yeshua HaMashiach, who came. To give his life for me." And so, folks, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Yeshua come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. The enemy have no power over us. So, I'm just going to read from Jude. Jude, you know, there's only one chapter in Jude. So Jude chapter 1, verse 4. "For there are certain men crept in unawares." They sneak in. Who were beforehand ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. And denying the only Lord and our Lord and the only Lord God and our Lord and Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that there are certain men that have crept into the church. There are certain men that have crept into the world. There are certain men that have crept in. And you know, the Bible tells us that they were before of all ordained to this condemnation. He said they are ungodly men. And they're turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. And they're denying the only Lord and God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how are they doing this? They creep into the government. They creep into the highest places of government and of society and of the churches. You know the most evil men sit in the highest places. The Bible tells us when say evil walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Why do you think there is such evil and there is such wickedness and there is such sicknesses and diseases in the world? Because the highest men are exalted to the highest position. Pope Francis is one of the vilest men that you can think of. The man have no fire for God, no fire at all. Half of the time, I don't even know what he's saying. He's like the most so-called worldly, the most powerful religious man. I mean, literally, almost everybody who doesn't know God, people who are in the Roman Catholic Church, many of them are sincerely seeking the truth. They're sincerely seeking, you know, but you know, they sincerely deceive too, but because they need to read the Bible for themselves and know what the Word of God said. And the Word of God said that we should not call any man or not Father. There is only one Father, and that's the Heavenly Father. There is only one God. And he said, do not bow down to them. He said, do not call no man or not holy either. And lo and behold, that's two strike against this man. They call him Holy Father. He said, there is only one that's holy, and that's God in heaven. Folks, he is one of the vilest men. He's promoted to the highest office, and millions and millions of people believe in this man, bow down to him. Literally bow down to him and kiss his hand and call him Holy Father. There is one Holy Father, and that's our Heavenly Father, folks. And then we have people like Barack Hussein Obama. We have people like Joe Biden. And the House of Congress and all those who support abominable things. They support evil. They support sodomy. When the Bible tells us that it's an abomination to the Lord. God loves every single one of us because we are all born in sin and raised in iniquity. But we have to try. We have to thrive. We have to try to find our way back to God. And these people stand up there and they promote and they encourage evil in the world, and you want to know why all of this is happening. It's because of our sins. It's because of our iniquities. Blessed are they that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. And they stand there and they demand and encourage us to put things in our body. The only thing we need in our body is the blood of Yeshua. The only thing we need is to trust the Most High God and to have faith in him and to depend on him. We do not need them. Folks, it is appointed unto man once to die. And after death, the judgment. You're not going to be saved by the vaccine. This gene editing technology that have the nanotechnology that go and trigger your genes, your DNA to fight against this vaccine. It's doing more than that. God created our genes unique to us. He doesn't need help. Man has gone and they remove every seed, the seed from fruits, from grapes, from oranges, from tangerines, grapefruits, watermelons, you name it. Man has gone and remove the seed from the things that God put there. They hate God. They hate the Most High God. That's why they're doing this. And we eat it. I mean, sometimes I pick up certain fruits thinking that it has seed, like certain oranges. I cut it open and there's no seed. Folks, that's what they're trying to do to us. They're searching for the light inside of us. They can't find it because it's Yeshua. They are doing the work of their father, the devil. The vaccine is evil. The vaccine is not going to help us. It's not going to save our lives. Folks, let us continue to only trust the Most High God. He is the only one that can deliver us from anything. For there are certain men crept in unawares. These men, they just creep in, unaware of their evil intentions, unaware of their evil deeds, unaware of their evil agenda. They were ordained for this condemnation. They are ungodly men. They're turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. The grace that God gave each and every single one of us upon this earth. Now, what is grace? The Bible tells us that grace is time mingled with mercy. Time mingled with mercy. The time that God gave each and every single one of us upon this earth because of his merciful love, patience, and long-suffering towards us. That's grace. They turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. They used the time that God gave to them to practice lasciviousness, to practice evil and wickedness. And they turn around and deny God. They deny the only Lord God and Yeshua HaMashiach. They deny the ways of God. They deny the sovereignty of the Most High God. They deny his love. They deny his power. They deny his truth. They deny his righteousness. They hate the Most High God because they serve their father, the devil. Should you take the vaccine? Think about it. You think God, the Most High God, cannot deliver us from something as small and insignificant as a COVID virus? The Lord God is able to raise the dead. He's able to raise the dead that died thousands of years ago. You think the Most High God can't deliver us from a teeny, eeny, leeny little virus? When I was recovering and I was asking the Lord, I said, Father, show me yourself the way you desire for me to see you. And the Lord showed me himself. And he showed me his hand was outstretched. And in his hand was a grain of sand. And the grain of sand, I was made to understand that the grain of sand is the universe. The Most High, the God of gods and the Lord of lords, he holds the universe in the palm of his hand and is as a grain of sand. Do you know the Most High God can just take his fingers, two of his fingers together, and pick up that little grain of sand between his fingers and crush it to powder, and the universe, the world that you and I are in, and now everything in it will be as it never was before. That's the God I serve. That's the God we serve. And he is able to do exceedingly, amazingly, and abundantly anything and everything above we can even ask of him. Folks, there is nothing too hard for him to do. I just want to end it by saying let us continue to trust God and follow after him and love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. The end is near. Repent. Let us turn our life over to him. Repent, for the coming of the Lord is near. There is not much time left. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And the second one is like it. We are to love our neighbors, love our brothers and sisters, even as he loves us. Folks, simple solution to the world, love. And I know that these scientists and this government don't love nobody, but love to do evil and wickedness. And let us continue to hope and trust and pray in him. Love you all in Christ.
powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name.